Welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Doug Duin, and joining me this segment is Devard Darling, president of the As One Foundation, and as many of us know here in the Northwest, a former Coug receiver great. Join us as we look at issues that affect us here at home, in our community, and across the nation. Today, we're going to talk about sickle cell education. Devard, first of all, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's definitely a pleasure, man. Definitely a pleasure. So appreciate the opportunity.
You played ball with my brother. You know, it's definitely something that I love to give back to and celebrate that Coug connection. First of all, let's talk about your brother, Devon, and where this all stemmed from for you. Tell me about him and his life.
Well, yes, Devon Darling, my identical twin brother. We were born and raised in Nassau, Bahamas. We had a dream and a goal of, you know, making it to the NFL and giving back to our communities. We had the opportunity to move to Texas in high school. We played Texas high school ball and quickly became some of the top recruits in the state and also the country. We earned scholarships at Florida State University, and that's where we played our freshman year in 2000. Graduated high school year 2000. Played for Bobby Bowden that year, the fresh 2000 year. We went to the national championship, played in the Orange Bowl that year against Oklahoma. That was Bob Stoops' first national championship. We lost to them 13-2. And then from that point on, we went into the off season and winter conditioning. And that's where February 26, 2001, my twin brother lost his life and passed away. And that was the first time going to Florida State. In our freshman physicals, that was the first time we found out that we had the sickle cell trait. And then doing more research and everything else from the trait and this learning about the sickle cell anemia and everything else, we figured, there were some things that definitely attributed to his passing through that. So, and his death certificate says physical overexertion and some sickling was found due to sickling. So it played a role in his death. And if you don't know what sickle cell is or sickle cell trait, sickle cell anemia is a red blood disorder that affects most people from African descent, Greek, Mediterranean, but definitely vastly affects the African American community and people of from African descent. So it's a red blood disorder. We have red hemoglobin in our red blood cells that carry oxygen. They are oval shape, and when your red blood cells sickle, or you have sickle cell, when their sickle is more like a half moon crescent sickled shape, just like it's called, and therefore can't carry oxygen as well. And your red blood cells doesn't flow through your veins as well, and they get stuck and stick in your body. So therefore you have pain crises and cramps and all these things that affect your normal blood flow. Obviously, if you're not getting blood or oxygen to a certain part of your body, it greatly affects your body, correct? So that's in essence the quick synopsis of what sickle cell anemia is. Sickle cell trait is a inherited that passes down through your blood. And so, like you say, if you have one person with the trait, I have the trait. If I have babies with someone that has the trait as well, my offspring will have a greater chance of having the full-blown disease, so I have a 25% chance of having the full-blown disease. So I have three boys of my own, a few of them have the trait, but we treat them all the same, so but yeah, that's truly where this foundation started, the As One Foundation. It started from two young boys having a dream and a goal. And I was left here to carry on that legacy and that goal. I mean, here in this room, I believe my twin brother is still here with me. I live for him every day. And I played for them every day, especially those days at Washington State, man. Pullman was very special for me because that's where I became who I am today. So that was with the building blocks of it. So, but yes, As One Foundation, our whole goal with the As One Foundation is to promote sickle cell education to families globally. And that's one of our main goals, what we do through the As One Foundation is education foundation.
So with education, are there symptoms that you could look for to determine whether or not you possibly have a sickle cell trait? What are those things that we should be looking for? I noticed that exertion and dehydration are big on your website. What should we know? What should we look for?
Well, the first thing is the only way you know if you have the trait is by blood testing. You have to get your blood tested. Newborns now are all, they have the trait that are tested for the trait. You'll get a letter if your newborn has the trait. You'll get a letter letting you know that you have the sickle cell trait. But most of the time, that letter just gets, you know, thrown into a drawer or a file, and nothing, no education is followed up behind that. So, like you said, high elevation, being hydrated. One of our main programs through the foundation is called Operation Hydration. And it's a sickle cell trait awareness program where we promote hydration as a preventative method to athletic related deaths, you know. So being hydrated, drink up, rest up. Warm up, drink up, rest up is one of the things that we really preach when it comes to sports and dealing with the sickle cell trait. And that's one of the main areas we focus on is, you know, decreasing sickle cell trait related deaths, you know, because it happens every year.
Yeah, we both graduated high school in 2000 and I played sports all growing up. And there was this like, to be a man, you know, don't succumb to dehydration. You don't drink water at practice.
Drink water, yes.
How have you seen the evolution of sports science and knowledge of these things change the way that people are practicing and taking care of hydration and intake? Like, how has it changed?
It totally changed. Obviously, at Florida State firsthand, you know, my twin brother had to, you know, lose his life to for things like that to change over there. But you have scheduled water breaks. You have things the practices now in an open field. There's an EMT on staff. An EMT there. And then there's also a defibrillator that's ready on hand for in most of these facilities now, you know. So lots of change has changed since then. The philosophy of that, like you said, the old school, you know, what you gonna do fourth quarter against Miami, you don't drink water, you know, water makes you weak. Literally during these mat drills, number one rule is you couldn't quit, and then the second rule was the unwritten rules, you can't get water. There was no water around, no water bottles around. There was one fountain going from one station to the next. And yeah, you got 100 dudes trying to get to one fountain. All right, cool. You know, so that's what it was. Trash cans around for people throwing up all the time. So that was the environment that we worked out in at 5 a.m.s. You know, those 5 a.m.s in college is no joke. So, you know, that's something that, like you said, has definitely changed, but far too often is still happening, you know. See regular day people, you know, suffering from things that stem from the sickle cell trait, rhabdomyolysis with a lot of, you know, CrossFit and all that type of stuff coming up, you know, those things still happen on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, we still have a lot more work to do.
Speaking of work to do, you started the As One Foundation in honor of Devon. Now, tell us about the work that you're currently doing, and what's the future hold for treatment against sickle cell trait anemia, all these things. I know you mentioned CRISPR and gene editing before. What does the future look like, and how is the work that you're doing impactful in that?
We're impacting lives every day, you know, through our sickle cell operation hydration, you know, like you said, sickle cell education, work seminars that we do, operation hydration. We have the Darling Dash coming up. There's a 5K, 10K, 5K that we put on every year is a walk run. That's down in Houston, but we've been doing it virtually all over. February 25th, 2024 is the next date for that. We give back to our communities all the time. And one of the, I guess, like you say, it was brand new, just came out on Friday. The FDA just approved two groundbreaking cures, treatments for sickle cell anemia. Like I said, it's the CRISPR gene editing technique treatment. There are two drugs that came out. And I know, I think Bluebird Bio is one of them, that one of the pharmaceuticals companies that came out with one. And I forgot the other one right off the top of my head. But there are two treatments now. That's freshly been approved by the FDA, and it used gene editing science so to treat it. So it's supposed to take away, you know, all the symptoms of a full blown sickle cell anemia patient that has this full blown disease. The difference between the disease and the trait, right? With the trait, in certain environments, my red blood cells can start to sickle. High elevation, if I'm dehydrated, you know what I'm saying? Those type of things. With someone with a full-blown disease, their red blood cells are like that all the time. You see what I'm saying? And the pain crisis and all that stuff, they happen more often when you have the full-blown disease.
I'm guessing there's people listening right now that would love to help out. They know somebody who has sickle cell trait, anemia, or they just, out of the goodness of their heart, want to participate. How do people get involved, and what do you need? Just donations, people to volunteer? I also noticed that you have what is called the 53 Club. So talk to me about that.
Well, that's just another way to help and donate to the Asthma Foundation, the 53 Club. Obviously, I don't know if you see right there, number 53, that's my twin brother. That was Devon's number. And that just represents his soul, his spirit. You pledge $53 a month, or $53 a quarter, whatever, or a year, whatever you can afford. We'd love to bless us with. That's what goes forward to all the programs that we run with the Asthma Foundation.
And so how do people learn more? You talked about the Darling Dash.
Right.
You've got all these things. Like, how do people get in touch to participate and help, and even virtually participate?
Well, asthmafoundation.org, you can find us there. You can find us on Asthma Foundation on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Look up Asthma Foundation. That's A-S-O-N-E foundation.org. And we're right there. You can find out everything that we have going on. We just had a toy drive this past weekend. Now we're giving out this has happened down in Houston, Texas, and we're giving out toys and spreading holiday cheer to the sickle cell community down there, to the kids at the hospital. So we do things like that all the time to give back to the community. And education is huge for us.
Yeah, honestly, community is everything, and sharing your successes with the community, helping out, spreading education, it's all very important. Devard, I really appreciate your time. Before I let you go, is there any like lasting message that you would want people to know about sickle cells or anything that we've talked about today?
Well, it affects everyone, you know. Like you said, community is huge. It's not just I won't call it a black disease or anything like that. It's a blood disease. You know, we all have the same blood that flows inside of us. It's a blood disease, the blood disorder. And, you know, we want to continue to help those in need that are affected every day, their lives being lost, and their lives that can be prevented from being lost. So that's the education that we have, that we're trying to spread and continue to promote. And like you said, with the new technologies and new treatments, we can really make a dent and help save lives.
Devard, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. I appreciate you for having me on. I really do appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you. And thank you for listening. Conversations is a public affairs program of the station.
All right. Thank you.